It's a Packers game day as they take on the Giants this evening in East Rutherford, which we knew all along.
Right by Secaucus.
We knew where it was. We were just joking with you guys. But I want to pivot to baseball for a moment because you guys were real hot on this Shohei Ohtani thing. Was it the money that was the
team? How do they do it?
What do you mean?
I mean, they have Mookie. They got tons and tons and tons of money.
Yeah. They're in LA. They have a TV contract that pays them like $200 million
every
year.
And I never loved the Dodgers before, but I want them to lose every game. It's just not fair.
But that is the quintessential don't hate the player, hate the game.
But there's nothing they can do.
You're a Red Sox fan.
They
famously
when they
have
win, I am.
He's also like, I would prefer if you didn't bring that up in this conversation.
Your Honor, I object. Why?
Devastating
in my case.
It's just the Yankees and the Dodgers. They're just, I've had enough of them, right? That's not even fair.
That's why they were the evil empire. That's why they're called the evil empire, because they've always had the money to do these types of things. There are actually people who are like, good for the Dodgers for not letting Shohei go to the Yankees. I saw that narrative out there this weekend. Like, at least it wasn't the Yankees.
But do you think it's good for baseball?
No, none of it is good for baseball. And we've talked about that. We talked about the haves versus the have-nots in college football. It is even more egregious in Major League Baseball. I mean, the fact that this guy on this deal has now more money than the owner of the Brewers team is crazy.
Yeah.
It's insane. And that the Brewers will never, ever, ever, Taylor Swift, be able to do something like this.
No.
How many hundreds of millions are they short of that deal?
All of them?
What was Yelich's deal? Two something?
250?
$400 million shy?
I don't think they
could change.
Find that in your couch.
Foreign change, yeah. From ever doing a deal like that.
And I love Shohei. I love Shohei. I would have loved if he went to the Blue Jays.
Which was...
And no one else would have.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I mean, it also, like, that the reporting around that ended up...
It wasn't true?
No, he was not going to Toronto. When people found out, when they thought he was going to Toronto, a bunch of people jumped on the, he's going to the Blue Jays betting. Obviously, they lost that money.
Sounds like something I would do.
Did you bet on the Bucks
after
you ate that nickel or coin or gold pieces?
No, I didn't bet on the Bucks. And you guys acting like I ate that coin and somehow ate their chances of winning as well was outstanding, by the way. I love that I wasn't even here to defend myself.
I
did put a little money on the National Championship game. Well, I'm going to keep that one to myself. I'm going to keep it to myself. Although you could probably guess how that's going to go.
Can you tell us if you won the Heisman vote?
I can't bet on the Heisman.
She has a vote.
I know. I want to know if she took Daniels number one.
I voted for Daniels.
Oh, okay.
Did you vote for Daniels number one?
I did not vote for Daniels number one.
Streak continues.
What is the streak? Gabe
you're
and I
not
had
really
this conversation
good at picking
the other day.
Heisman winners.
It's not. You're not picking it. It's not like I'm trying to get it right. I am contributing my vote. I think that winning should matter. So I didn't think that Daniels should get the number one vote because his team lost three games.
You should approach this next year when you vote like a bet.
I'm trying to get it right. I'm going to vote for who I watch and think was the most outstanding player.
Would you vote to get it right? I would.
I don't even know. I don't understand the question.
Thank you.
Because you feel better.
Because
it's like
Jen
when you
voted.
Vote for a president, are you voting to get it right?
Yeah.
You're voting for the candidate. You're hoping that your vote will be right, but you're not, what is the majority going to go with? I'll go with that. And if you are, please stop voting.
No, if my guy's not going to win, then I don't vote because I'm not voting for losers. That's how I roll.
Does my guy have a shot? Well, it's close. Is he going to win? Probably not, that I'm not voting. No,
I mean, Jen, has it ever happened in an election where, like, they lost by one? Holy cow.
But how many people out there are like you who are trying to
a lot.
Pick the winner instead of put? That's not what voting is. Oh, my God.
Makes you feel good, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't there a part of you, if you align exactly with what everyone else does it kind of make you feel like, oh, I got it right?
Not if you felt strongly that your vote was Like, I feel strongly that I didn't give Jaden Daniels my number one vote. I still voted for him for the Heisman, but I gave it to Penix. I thought Penix was better. And because he led his team to an undefeated season and they won the conference, I think that should matter. It's become a quarterback award anyway, right? Like, let's just not pretend that, you know, I know Devontae Smith won 2 years ago. I pretend he didn't because I didn't vote for him.
Didn't even make the top three that year for Jen.
Have you ever gotten it in order? Like, with what
this is only my third year voting.
Okay.
So we know how the Devontae Smith went.
We missed that one.
How this year went. I don't even remember how last year went. I could go back and look and tell
you. What are the chances it was Homer who voted for J.J. McCarthy? I bet there's a chance. Yes, there's
a 0%
small
chance. 0% chance.
What are the odds it was Desmond Howard?
Higher than Homer.
Higher than Homer?
Yeah. There's not a chance. If Homer voted for anyone from Michigan, it would have been.
But what if there was one vote for a Division II player? Would that be Homer?
No.
I just want you guys to know, I started this segment talking about Shohei Ohtani. Well, I started reminding people that there's a Packers game tonight. And then Shohei Ohtani. And here we are. Did Homer vote for J.J. McCarthy?
I think there's a chance.
I just wanted to know.
You tried to compare baseball to college football.
Well, but there was the haves versus the have-nots.
Yes.
And I wanted to know if it makes you sad as a Brewers fan that the Brewers will never, ever, ever be in that position to get a player like that.
Yeah, it's tough because let's say Jackson Chourio works out and he's fantastic.
Which is why they have to do the Jackson Chourio route, by the way.
Let's say he's tremendous. There's 0% chance that Jackson Chourio finishes his career as a Brewer, which is sad. Because, like, the pride and joy of the Brewers franchise is Robin Yount, because he played here for 20 years. 20 years of Milwaukee Brewer. Started off when he was 19, all the way through 3,000 hits, did all these things. Like, the chances of that happening, of having another Hall of Famer play the majority of their career with the Milwaukee Brewers, seems very slim.
Probably anywhere. Doesn't happen very often. Jeter.
Yeah, it doesn't happen often anywhere.
Yeah.
But it feels like there's a next to 0% chance of it happening in Milwaukee.
And look, you can pivot at any point in your fandom, I suppose, and follow whatever team you want for whatever reason. But it always feels like when you're born in a place and you're raised in a place, you have an affinity and an affiliation with the team of that place. And it's just unlucky if you're a Brewers fan that your team will never be in the market for these big time players. And it's just like in soccer when they say unlucky, like that's just what it is. Just unlucky. Now, could Adonazio sell the team? Yes. Mm-hmm. To somebody with deeper pockets? Yes.
But even that person's not spending $700
million. No.
Like maybe they spend the $400 million. You're still three short. $300 million short. And I understand this deal like sprinted past every other baseball contract ever.
Well, because he's a unicorn.
But still, like, I mean, if Mike Trout were to become available, it's not like the Brewers are going to get involved in the Mike Trout sweepstakes, you know, because they just can't afford that deal. The only way they would ever be able to afford someone like Shohei Ohtani is if baseball gets a salary cap, which...
Never going to happen.
I can't imagine it's going to happen.
Josh, you put it on the poll. Does it make you sad as a Brewers fan that they will never, ever, ever, I keep going back to the Taylor Swift line, be in the conversation with players like Shohei Ohtani? 800-990-3776, let us know. Does it make you sad as a Brewers fan that they will never, ever, ever be in the conversation for a player like Shohei Ohtani? Guys, if you're looking for a place to celebrate, St. Kate the Arts Hotel is the spot. Join them all throughout the holiday season for special events to get you in the festive mood. From spectacular brunch events to a holiday marketplace to a one-of-a-kind dinner and a show experience, St. Kate has a celebration happening nearly every week through the holiday season. You can also make a night of it, and I highly recommend it. Extend your experience. Book an overnight stay at the hotel. I always tell my friends when they're visiting Milwaukee, you need a place to stay? St. Kate. They will make your time exceptional. There are special packages now available if you go to their website, stkatearts.com/holidays, stkatearts.com/holidays.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, this world is geared towards women.
Like, what do we get? I am stepping away from this. Goodbye.
Like, what do we get? They get a comb that dries your hair. We get a stupid razor. The coolest thing we get? They get the hair dryer.
Control.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. As a Brewers fan, does it make you sad that the Brewers will never be in the conversation for someone like Shohei Ohtani? Yes, it stinks. No, it's fine. Go ahead and weigh in on that. As we were discussing it during the break, our buddy Ashton weighed in saying, sounds like the Brewers should get a new owner. And the that was in our text, the private text line. And Gabe, you said, oh, speaking of the owner, speaking of Mark Adonazio, he's making a little news in a different sport. What's the latest?
So the PGA Tour last night announced that they are advancing negotiations with the Strategic Sports Group. So people trying to get into the PGA Tour and invest into the tour. Among those names, maybe some that you might recognize, like Mark Lazary, John Henry, Tom Ricketts, Tom Warner, and Mark Adonazio.
What would the buy-in there be? And I'm sure it's not as cut and dry as like he's, you know, going to his private bank account and then investing in the PGA Tour, right?
Yeah, PGA Tour. Yes.
But if you're a Brewers fan and you've had issues with how Mark Adonazio financially manages the team, are you loving this, Gabe? Are you loving the idea of Adonazio diversifying his portfolio?
Yeah, I mean, it's not great, you know, when you take a look at they were haggling over the price of their stud pitcher last year. You know, you pretty much lost your manager because you didn't want to offer him a big time contract a couple of years ago. And now you're taking some of that money maybe you could have spent into the Brewers and spending it elsewhere. But again, Adonazio is a guy that wants to make money typically on a year to year basis on the team. He's not okay. I mean, every once in a while, he's okay with losing the money in the short term because he knows long term he's going to make it back. But it's not a great look. It's not. It's when you're like, oh man, we can't afford it. We can't do these things. Oh, but you can afford to invest in all these other things.
Did he kind of skate through this thing with counsel? Unscathed. I wouldn't say unscathed,
no,
but better
were
than
absolutely yeah. People calling for him to sell the team.
Not Herb Cole noise though.
There was noise. I was expecting Adonazio to get more blame, but because Craig went to the Cubs, Craig got a lot of blame.
Okay. But no billionaire owner is going to come in. I mean, they like their money. They don't want to be whatever the bad one is, I know. It's the black, right? Or the red. You know what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. In the conversation, it doesn't matter.
I tried the analogy of when you got your papers back in school, too, what did they have on it?
Red's bad.
There
it is. I got a lot of them.
I know. That's why
she thought it would work.
I thought it would work.
So is whoever owns the Los Angeles Dodgers going to lose a boatload of money in the Shohei Ohtani deal?
So they're deferring a lot of the money. So he's only going to pay 40 to 50 per year.
So no, he's not losing a lot of money.
I doubt it.
I mean, the Brewers can only make so much money.
Correct. Like, well, the Dodgers TV deal is worth more than what the Brewers are
And they don't
spending.
Even own that network. That's Time Warner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because we've seen in baseball in recent years, the last decade or so, the way to ensure a windfall is to own your own television network. So, like, the Cubs created Marquee, and they own Marquee. So all the money they get from all the advertising goes right to the Cubs. You're not splitting it with a carrier like the Bally's. And you were saying, Gabe, that the Bally thing is a whole nother layer.
Well, yeah, because they're in bankruptcy and they're defaulting, but they're holding on to some, and it's just a whole mess.
Yes Network in New York. All the money goes right back to the Yankees.
Red Sox have Nesson.
Yeah. So you're not going to get an owner to come in here and say, yeah, I'm okay with losing $40 million a year. It ain't going to happen.
Correct. And again, every once in a while, Adonazio will push it up there and be like, okay, we'll lose a little bit of money this year to try to win, but he's not going to be doing that year after year after year.
Do we know how much he makes from the Brewers every year?
No idea.
Should be public, though. Shouldn't it be public?
Why would it be public?
No.
No?
How much would
none
you
of
guess?
That is, none
much?
Of the sport. The only thing that's ever public is Packers because they are publicly owned.
Yes, that's where I was
but
getting confused.
Every other sports team would never open up the books.
800-990-3776. We did put it on the poll. Does it make you sad as a Brewers fan that they will never be in a conversation for someone like Shohei Ohtani? Meanwhile, Gabe reminding us that yesterday this news dropped that Mark Adonazio is part of a group that is considering investing in the PGA Tour. Which, again, I know about diversifying portfolios, right? You don't have all of your money in one thing. But this does feel like, I don't know if Brewers fans should be happy about it. because there have been a lot of conversations and criticism about the way he spends money or an unwillingness to spend money on the baseball team. Let's go out to Jeff in downtown Milwaukee. Jeff, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Jen. You have a great point. Let's assume that Atanasio is diversified. That's his business. He is the fact that he's gone for pub and received or is going to receive significant amount of public money cause us to feel that he should be allocating more towards the Brewers. Yes, council started to get ticked off during the Josh Hader trade and the lack of desire, perhaps ability, to sign him, which screwed up the clubhouse. And then the dominoes just left. He was also unwilling to pay council what he was worth, and now we look at him more as a rival. Council was not responsible. Nobody should boo him. If you want to boo somebody, boo Atanasio. He's going to get more boos and less fans in the stands based on what he wants to do. He's free to do whatever he wants with his money, but we as the citizens have contributed a lot towards the success of the team.
Chew, fair or unfair?
That's fair. Totally fair. I mean, they're getting, what, $500 million?
Yeah, something like that.
From the taxpayers to renovate. I just don't think you're going to get an owner that's going to come in and say, yeah. I mean, I can see an owner just breaking even and putting whatever the profits are back into the team. Like, if you were to guess, how much
do you
think he
made? But how do you explain a guy like Mark Cuban, who goes out there and buys the Mavs, right? And then we're talking about, like, you know, it was like a bargain at the time. Of course, it's not for anybody who has normal money, but a bargain for the millionaires and billionaires of the world. And then just sat on it and grew it and grew it and grew it and grew it. And then recently, within the last, I don't know, what is it, a couple of weeks?
Mm-hmm.
And sold it for...
I mean, he sold it, I think, for an evaluation of $3 billion. I don't think he sold all of his shares,
right,
but that was the evaluation.
A portion of it?
Yeah.
Like, is there somebody like that who could see it as a long-term investment? Or, because it's baseball and there is never going to be an opportunity for them to compete with the elite teams that they eventually have to compete with, right? It almost feels like there should be stages, or, you know, when we relegate teams in soccer and they play in one division and then there's other divisions and you can move up and down. It almost feels like Major League Baseball needs to recognize that the disparity between the haves and have-nots is so great, it's a galaxy, that it would be more fair for there to be division. What is it? It's not divisions. What's the thing I'm thinking of? It's tiers.
Yeah, I mean, they relegation.
Not the kind I'm crying right now because you guys aren't helping me with the word. What the hell do they call it when you have the high-level soccer and then you have the mid-level soccer?
I mean, it's relegation.
But what do they call those? Are they tiers? Is it?
No, they're just leagues. They're different
leagues.
League was the word you were looking for?
League?
You're terrible at charades. What?
You were looking for league? And that's our fault?
Wait, how do you act out league, Chew?
I don't know. You just say Major League Baseball?
Ocean?
I guess.
Could it grow the ocean?
Is that what it is?
Right?
Oh, yeah. You're
10,000 leagues under the sea?
If I had done waves, you guys would have been like, oh, she's getting to leagues. No, yes.
Leagues.
Is that a thing? Mark Cuban bought that team
for
nothing, relatively speaking.
But that's why every rich person wants to own a team. Because right now, the evaluation of these just go up and up. And I mean, think about what the Bucks owners bought in at $550 million, and then Lazary just sold his share for, I mean, an evaluation of
But they lucked into that. Because if Giannis was a flop, that franchise ain't worth that much money.
But it's still worth a lot more than the $550.
More than the $550, yes.
Like, the sports evaluation properties just continue to go up and up.
What was the issue with Herb Cole? Why did they want him out? Because he didn't want to put any money into a new stadium? The issue?
So he wouldn't want to go into that competitive balance tax. So he wouldn't want to spend the money. He was happy kind of getting into that 7-8 seed, get some of the, you know, revenue that you get from being in the playoffs, break even, make a little bit of money in the short term. Where in the long term, I'm guessing year over year, Mark Lazary probably lost money year over year, but made it back and then some.
Sure.
In the sale when he decided to get out.
So Mark, that's what we want.
Mark Cuban bought the team for $285 million from, I did not know this, Ross Perot. Did you guys know that he bought the team from Ross Perot?
Ross Perot was the previous owner of the Mavericks?
Yeah, I had no idea. $285 million. Let's go to the phone lines really quickly. Phil in Cedarburg wants to talk about the Brewers. Go ahead, Phil.
So, you know, it's great that we're giving Antanasio this nice public subsidy, and that's basically, it's basically just a tax. It's just a subsidy to help him. Because, you know, I guess he can't make enough money just doing his normal income and expenses. So what baffles me is, number one, there was no public vote on this. It just got shoved through. And number two, we have, if you're going to give this much money to an ownership group that's already basically billionaires, shouldn't we get some ownership in this team? I mean, 5 or 10%. So if they do sell someday and they do leave, that the taxpayers get something back off of this. I mean, it seems absurd to me. And the last point is, if we have to give a $20-25 million subsidy every year to the Brewers just to keep them around, maybe we shouldn't have a team in Milwaukee. Maybe that stadium should be used for something else, because it just seems like maybe we're not the right market for it.
Look, I mean, could Mark Antanasio probably afford it? Yes. But when there are other municipalities that are always willing to pony up, unfortunately, that's just the way these things work.
Are there, though? I was just thinking this, like, are they, or is that the straw man that they threaten? Like, are there legitimate places that all of a sudden would be like, you know what, we want the Brewers, send them here. We can support them, here's our plan, here's our strategy, da-da-da. Or is it a straw man that people use all the time to put fear in the heart of fans so that they go, no, we don't want to lose the team. To who?
Well, Nashville's the next one.
Yeah.
I mean, the A's are literally moving to Vegas because the A's decided to call the, you know, municipality's bluff. And, well, it turns out, or the city tried to call the A's bluff and they went, all right, we'll go to Vegas. Yeah. And now they're going to be going to Vegas because guess what? Vegas gave them money to build a brand new stadium.
So it's not a boogeyman.
No.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing. Like in the NBA, Seattle's ready and willing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Seattle had their team taken from them. Like, Seattle is ready and willing. Anytime an NBA team is not, that's the place they're going. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. And that's why, like, this talk of expansion, I don't know if anybody wants to expand because you want to have those ready and willing markets to be able to give you money.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Brewers fans support the team. You got teams like Tampa Bay out there, Chew, that you know really well, where they can't even, like, plenty of good seats still available. So wouldn't that be a team that would be on the move? Like, it's very weird. The whole Brewers thing is very weird. It's a lot of stuff that's happening behind the Wizard of Oz's curtain that I don't love.
Yeah, I mean, but Tampa also just agreed to build a new stadium for the race. So even though they don't draw, there's advantages of having the team here. Like, ultimately, the state's going to make money out of the Brewers being
here. Let's have a stock sale in Green Bay and give the money to the Brewers. Yeah, that would be a good idea.
You have to give to local charities. Not your Brewers.
Who wants Ohtani?
As a nonprofit, yes, the Packers have to give money away. So, yes.
Yeah.
They're just giving it.